Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're nearly there, folks. It's Friday. We'll make it. We'll make it. We aired the grievances here, and you can be a part this hour at 844-967-2789. I literally woke up this morning, not to the news of the subpoenaed fraudulent electors. That was, you know, later in the day. I woke up this morning to the news that Joe Biden was traveling to Pittsburgh. He was out there to promote the Build Back Better, trying to still, you know, put a infrastructure deal together. That, no, yeah, a bridge had fallen in Pittsburgh overnight. Biden calls for a return of U.S. manufacturing and touted infrastructure during a Pittsburgh visit, you know, at the bridge, if you will. We do have some of the sound. We'd like to share it with you, our fair audience. If you would, Evan, going to need your help. Joe Biden speaking from the site of a fallen bridge. I mean, you couldn't plan that. You know, that's what happened if you don't invest in infrastructure. But, you know, Republicans, they don't believe in keeping the bridges up. Here's Joe Biden. Cut eight, please.
It has been rated in poor condition for the past 10 years. What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit.
And the one in Pittsburgh just fell. And apparently a bus drove off that bridge, and apparently 10 people were injured. No deaths that I've seen reported yet, but Biden went to Pittsburgh, and he had these words to say. Our president, Joe Biden, cut nine, please.
But across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in poor condition. It's just simply unacceptable.
You'd think so. I remember when the bridge fell in Minneapolis. Haven't seen a lot of successful infrastructure weeks since then. Now, we did get the smaller, supposedly the roads and bridges infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill, that did pass. You know, sort of bipartisan, got a few Republicans on board. But here's more from the president. Cut number 10, I believe we're up to.
We've got to get it on with it. We got to move. The next time, we don't need headlines saying that someone was killed when the next bridge collapsed.
One more from Joe Biden in Pittsburgh. Cut 11, please.
We saw today when a bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives.
Threaten lives. President Biden today made the case for U.S. manufacturing as a way to rebuild the economy while on a visit in Pittsburgh. From day one, every action I've taken to rebuild the economy has been guided by one principle: make it American, like we used to. No one knows that better than all the folks here in Pittsburgh, he said at Carnegie Mellon University. Biden went to Pittsburgh to deliver remarks on the administration's focus of strengthening supply chains, revitalizing American manufacturing, and creating good-paying union jobs, including through the bipartisan infrastructure law. But hours before he left the White House for the Keystone State, a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh, and he added to stop to visit the site. I think we played this sound, but here are a few quotes. You know that to build a truly strong economy, we need a future that's made in America. That means using products, parts, materials, built right here in the United States of America. It means bringing manufacturing back, jobs back, building supply chains here at home, not outsourcing abroad so we have better jobs and lower prices here. He said in his remarks, it means betting on American workers. He touted the infrastructure law, which he signed in November, and the federal investments it will make to repair roads and bridges in other areas, such as climate initiatives. Now just 74 days after signing that law, we're already making tangible differences for highways, ports, airports, rail, high-speed internet, clean air, and clean water. And during his visit to the site at the Fern Hollow Bridge that collapsed hours earlier, he met with local officials and emergency responders, saying the infrastructure bill is going to fix all of Pittsburgh's vast number of bridges. We've got to move. The next time we don't need headlines saying that someone was killed when the next bridge collapses. Let's talk about numbers for just a minute. The infrastructure bill will invest at least $1.6 billion in Pennsylvania bridges, including $327 million in fiscal year 2022. And that's for bridge repair in the state. Seems like a lot of money, $327 million for one state for one intended purpose, bridge repair. Here is a little bit more from the president. I never knew Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania had more bridges than any other city in the world. He called it unacceptable that there are 43,000 bridges nationwide in poor condition. Yeah, it's unacceptable. And there's more that could be done. More that could be done, especially on this issue of infrastructure, right? And I find it interesting, and I don't mean interesting in a good sort of way, but we know why the Build Back Better is not moving, why it's not advancing. They've talked about breaking apart the pieces. Hell, I see my progressive buddy Bernie Sanders saying, well, don't assume I'm a yes on everything. But I did see some, let's call it interesting polling. And this is polling driven by industry, but, you know, you got to assume there's certain parameters of polling that makes it somewhat universal. But here's what this poll tells us. In West Virginia, the state of West Virginia, that's where Joe Manchin serves as a U.S. Senator. NAW's poll, NAW's the pollster, again, this was the industry poll. The poll found that 82% of West Virginia voters believe that the new social spending programs in Build Back Better should ensure that money goes only to low and middle income families. You know, Manchin has taken issue with the fact that the bill expands the tax credit to families earning up to $400,000. But overall in the state, 72% of West Virginians, they don't want to advance the Build Back Better. I mean, I've wondered what the hell's wrong with Joe Manchin. Maybe it's the voters of West Virginia. I mean, this poverty-stricken state doesn't want infrastructure investment, doesn't want human infrastructure investment. Didn't want anything but the poorest of the poor to get any sort of a leg up, I guess. 72% of West Virginians oppose the Build Back Better currently, or at least they want it suspended. WTF, West Virginia. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. The phones. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. It's Friday, but my mouth still thinks it's Monday.
Well, my mouth is thinking Friday, but another story. But anyhow, on that Build Back Better, here's what's interesting. Foxy News today, I love the way you call it that. I'm going to adopt that name. Foxy News said, too little, too late. They claim that the bill is underperforming, or the allocation of money is underperforming, and the majority of Build Back Better infrastructure bill is going to wasteful projects. I can't believe they would step on it this fast and come out with that kind of saying. Man, I know you were on there. I was fortunate enough to go on there with Sean Hannity many years ago and debate something. Now, it was on the phone. It wasn't the TVs. And what's amazing, when you present facts to those people, they hang up on you. They're done. They're finished. They can't, counteract. So now Foxy News says, oh, too late, Joe. Should have done it years ago. Hey, we asked you Republicans to do it years ago, and you said, nah, not important. Now you're saying,
Bill, do you recall under the Trump presidency, it was like every week was supposed to be infrastructure week. Do you remember that? They talked about it a hell of a lot. They talked and they talked, but they never produced results.
And what are they for? My question is, what are they? We know what they're against. We know that Biden's ratings are down for only one reason. Thanks to our Republican terrorist friend, I won't call him friends. Thanks to the Republican terrorist, the extremist, Mitch McConnell led the charge. We're going to make the country fail because we got to get in. It's our way or the highway, and they're doing it. It's actually working. His poll numbers are coming down, but here's some poll numbers. Maybe you've already announced. I apologize if you have. The Marquette poll, the latest poll, has Biden ahead of Trump by 10 points.
Yep.
Biden's overall performance is not near as bad as Trump's was overall. And Fox is doing everything to tear them to pieces. We, and thanks to you and all your people on your station, are bringing the truth to light, and boy, do they run. Boy, do the rats run when you put the flashlight on them. Thanks again, and keep the good work up.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Where were you Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll was on the show like a half an hour ago, fella?
I wasn't on. I listen to you when I'm driving.
All right, man.
That's about the only time I can listen to you. Otherwise, I would have you on all the time. Just doesn't work out for what I do.
All right, Bill. Keep your hands on the wheel, fella. Keep her on the roads. Keep driving. You know, you got like, you know, another 43 minutes, and then you can get out of the car because I'll be done, and I'll hand it off to Earl. But up until then, well, we're going to take more of your grievances, 844-967-2789. Now, fortunately, at least reportedly, what I've seen in reporting regarding the Pittsburgh, it's not a tragic thing, and it's certainly not a shocker. I mean, how unexpected should it be? The bridge has been in poor condition for 10 years, like a lot of other bridges. They knew this, and what, their Foxy News is going to blame it on us? Blame it on Biden? Biden didn't fix it quick enough? That's crazy. As Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin State Treasurer, she said that often during her campaign. That's crazy. Well, you could say that about Ron Johnson. You could say that about Foxy News. Crazy like a Foxy News? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of you on the phones as well. 844-967-2789.
Fix it.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last 10 bucks on you.